Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent.
Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm Tawny Alvarez, your host from Verrill, and today our guest is Anoush Hansen, certified career counselor, licensed professional counselor, and creator of the Work-Life Balance Assessment. And today we're discussing the work-life balance and the assessment that Anoush has created. Welcome to the program. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Tawny, for inviting me.
A term that we've all heard a lot more about, and specifically lately, is burnout. And I'm sure many of our listeners have recently searched for the characteristics of burnout on an internet search platform or read an article concerning how to identify burnout, or unfortunately have witnessed burnout in themselves or in team members. And one solution that's often recommended as it relates to burnout is work-life balance. And as all of us know, however, finding work-life balance is really very tough. So finding any resource that can assist us in finding a work-life balance is key. Enter Anoush. Thank you so much for joining us. And like I said, I'm very much looking forward to this discussion. But first, can you provide our listeners with some information about you and the work you do and why I'm having you as a guest for this topic?
Sure. So thanks again for having me. My name's Anoush Hansen. I'm a certified career counselor and a licensed professional counselor in the state of Maine. I had worked previously for about 17 years in the public health research and evaluation world, where I was working a lot in health promotion, chronic disease prevention, a lot of behavioral health studies, a lot of studies around obesity prevention and nutrition and all sorts of health promotion studies. And as part of that, I did a lot of focus groups with people of all ages. And as I did more and more of those focus groups, speaking directly with individuals about some of the barriers they face to being healthy, I discovered pretty quickly about myself that I really enjoyed that work the most. And that's what led me to go back for my master's in counseling. As a mental health counselor, I started out working with students, undergraduate and graduate students at different university counseling and wellness centers. And the part I was always most drawn to was helping students figure out how to build the kind of life and career that they really wanted and what that would take and where their strengths were and how they could find happiness and fulfillment and health in their work and life moving forward. So eventually, very long story short, but eventually about 3 years ago, exactly a year before COVID hit, I opened my private practice, which is Kennebunk Career and Wellness Counseling. I really wanted to focus on the intersection between career development and mental health and wellness, because in my mind, they are inseparable, right? We can't be happy in our personal lives if we're miserable and burnt out in our careers and vice versa. So it's something that I've experienced personally. It's something that I see a lot in my clients in terms of needing to figure out and identify what they need and want to be more fulfilled and have a chance to be more healthy, to build their relationships, to pay attention to those things that matter to them outside of work, while also having a job that they really care about and they're committed to and engaged in. So I have a solo private practice in Kennebunk. It's all online now. So I'm seeing clients in Maine, but also beyond for career counseling. And I primarily see clients who are, well, anywhere from age 18 and on. I would say there's two sort of groups of clients who I'm seeing right now. There's those who are maybe age like 35 to 55, trying to figure out, is this what I want to be doing for the rest of my working career? How can I make my current job work better for me? Or, you know, maybe it's time to move on to something else. Then I also have quite a few younger clients who are starting out in their careers, and they are paying really close attention to, and I'm sure HR professionals have seen this, that some of the younger Gen Z employees are really putting their own mental health, health, wellness, family first, or at least consider it as important as what they're giving to their jobs. They want to be able to focus on the other things that really matter to them. So yes, I've been talking for a while.
No, so one of the things is I love whenever we have guests to hear the story of their path. I think a lot of people often think that everyone who's successful and who has accomplished something has this straight and direct path, and that you woke up, you know, when you were 18 and you said to yourself, you know what, work-life balance is going to be so important and I'm going to put my whole career towards that and that's what I'm going to focus on. And I think it's important for listeners to understand there's no right path, there's no wrong path. You know, the journey is what helps you to be so successful. So you open up private practice in Kennebunk, Maine, and you're a year in, and then COVID hits. And what happens once COVID hits?
Wow, yes. So it took me exactly a year to build up to the number of clients that I wanted to see. So I had set a goal that I wanted to see 15 clients a week. I also have a young son. You know, I didn't want to be seeing 30 clients a week, but I wanted to be seeing, you know, 3 or 4 clients a day. And I got there in February of 2020. I had 14 clients on my caseload. And I remember saying to my husband, oh my gosh, this actually might work. Like people really are looking for this kind of career mental health blend of counseling. Cause you know, as when you start a business and sort of go into a new area, there's all that fear and uncertainty about whether this business and the services you're offering will really be valuable to others. So March of 2020, I definitely saw a pretty significant drop in the number of clients that I had as those first few months went on, and none of us really knew what was going on with COVID, how long we were going to be in this. People didn't know if they were going to have jobs. People were trying to manage their children while working at home, or just didn't know if they had the resources to engage in career counseling. I mean, there were a couple of weeks where I had like one client. I was like, oh dear, this is not good.
This is not sustainable for the long term.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what's happening. But then again, none of us knew what was happening. And it was okay. It was sort of a blessing in disguise because I had my then 6-year-old home who was, you know, he was a first grader trying to do distance learning, which is just not a thing that really worked for us starting out. So it was okay, but it was a little disheartening, I'm not going to lie.
So as a result of that, you've now lost your client base, and you come up with something that later becomes known as the work-life balance assessment. Tell me what the work-life balance assessment is.
Sure. So, you know, as I was sitting at my kitchen table while my son was in distance learning, I did have a lot of time on my hands, and I had this idea, you know, pretty early on when I opened my practice, about some sort of way to help people talk about work-life balance and get specific and clear about what they specifically in their lives and in their reality need in order to just build in a little more space for work-life balance. So I use a couple other, card sort assessments with my clients from the start when I opened my practice. And one is a career values card sort. It's the Nodal career values card sort. And one of the cards in that card sort is the value of work-life balance. And almost every client that I saw would put work-life balance at the top or near the top of their top 10 career values. And so I would find myself having or going through the same line of questioning with each client, but each client would have many different, their own answers based on their own lives. So I would ask them like, well, what does work-life balance mean to you? How would you know that you had work-life balance? What's getting in the way of that? How can you make more room for this thing or these things you're saying you need more of for work-life balance? So I kept hearing myself ask these questions and listening to what clients were telling me, you know, what they need or what they want to let go of in order to feel more balanced and healthy and fulfilled in work. And so as I was sitting at the kitchen table during those first, 6-8 months of COVID, I started jotting down different priorities, career priorities and personal priorities on index cards. And I started kind of moving those around. I started thinking of them within the domain of or within the framework of the 8 domains of wellness, and started coming up with this card deck that lists 30 personal priorities, 30 career priorities that people could use to identify what they want or want more of in their career personal life, what they already have or have enough of in their career personal life, and what they don't need or doesn't apply to them. And over time, with some field testing with friends and family, and then testing it with other career coaches and mental health counselors, I came up with this final set of 60 cards that became the work-life balance assessment. In addition to the cards, you know, the card sort is the first step. And then the second step of the assessment is a series of 15 processing and goal setting questions that helps the user identify their very top priority right now, whether that be a career or personal priority, and helps them walk through the meaning of that priority, why it's important, what's getting in the way, what they might be able to let go of, whether that's beliefs about themselves, responsibilities, behaviors, obligations. Like, is there anything that they can move around or adjust in order to make more room for their priority? And then the second batch of questions is actually a SMART goal exercise. So it walks the user through creating a very specific, measurable goal that is related to their priority. So that's, in a nutshell, how the card sort was developed and kind of why it was developed as a way to help employees, or in my case, my clients, untangle what often feels like a very overwhelming sort of swirl of thoughts and ideas about what they need. Because a lot of times clients will come to me and they're so burnt out and overwhelmed and feeling stuck. Some are feeling very anxious. Some are feeling almost hopeless. They just feel so overwhelmed and can't pinpoint specifically what could possibly change in this, you know, in this routine that I'm in that is just not sustainable anymore. So this card sort really helps them get very, very specific about something they can actually start to make tiny changes towards and hopefully build more momentum toward bigger change.
No, absolutely. And so this is the first time when we spoke, it was the first time I'd ever learned of or heard of a card sort. And one of the things that I've found really helpful about it is that each card has just one element on it, has one element to prioritize, whether or not that's in your career or your personal life. So if that's mentoring more or being a mentee and receiving that mentorship, if that's a priority in your life, then that's there. And it's not just about our interpersonal relationships, but if financial goals are something that is driving us, or if in our personal life there's worry or fear about financial ability or ability to cover debts, that's also on there. And I love how, even though a lot of these concepts are connected, each of the cards in the card sort individualizes them and then makes you truly put some time into thinking about, is this something that I'm confident and set in and that isn't important to me right now? Is it something that's never going to matter? Or is it something that is key and that I am focused on that needs to be part of my analysis in determining what my work-life balance looks like? So I love this card sort, and I want to get into more details about the card sort itself, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fish that!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by cmacareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm Tani Alvarez, your host from Verrill. And today our guest is Manoj Hansen, certified career counselor, licensed professional counselor, and creator of the Work-Life Balance Assessment. And today we're discussing, dun, 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 work-life balance, that concept that seems as though it's never going to be achieved, that's difficult, but we're talking about a way to help us at least identify what work-life balance is to each of us individually. And before the break, we are talking about the card sort that you've created on the work-life balance assessment. And within that card sort, you noted that different concepts are broken down into the eight dimensions of wellness. What does that mean? Because I'm thinking to myself, like, wellness. Okay, so you want me to eat well, you want me to exercise, and you probably want me to meditate or something like that. But that's only three. So what are the eight dimensions of wellness that we're talking about?
Yeah, so the eight dimensions of wellness, and some may have heard this referred to as the wellness wheel. So these are eight different aspects to our health and our wellness that we are all impacted by in one way or another, or that we all might want to pay attention to in one way or another at different points in time, in different points of our lives. So the eight dimensions of wellness, these that I'm about to list are adapted from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA.gov. They came up with this framework, and there's different variations of this, but the eight dimensions of wellness include emotional health, social health, physical health, environmental health, financial health, occupational health, which is where I spend a lot of my time with my clients. So career focused, intellectual health, and spiritual health. Emotional health can be defined as coping effectively with life and creating satisfying relationships. Social health can be thought of as developing a sense of connection or belonging and knowing that you have a well developed support system and your friends or your family or maybe your coworkers. Physical health, that's sort of what you were talking about, Tani, recognizing the need for physical activity, for nutritious foods, and getting adequate sleep. Then environmental health, accessing and occupying healthy environments that support well-being. So that could have to do with spending time in nature, but that could also have to do with your work environment or your home environment. Do those environments support well-being?
Which for a lot of people lately is the same environment.
Right, yes.
As we continue to move through the pandemic, I think more and more people are saying, environmental, home and work. Wait a second, it's the same exact space. So maybe I need to do double time there.
Yeah. There's some blurred lines there for sure right now between home and life and home offices and your work environment. Absolutely. And that's a place where people are really struggling in terms of burnout and knowing how and when to turn off and unplug and shift from work to the rest of their life.
So the first four, we had the emotional, social, physical, environmental. Tell me more about the financial, occupational, intellectual, and spiritual.
Sure. So financial health has to do with your satisfaction with your current, but also your future financial situations. Occupational health is finding personal satisfaction and enrichment from one's work and career. So that could be like your purpose and meaning and fulfillment from your work. Intellectual, recognizing your abilities and finding ways to expand your knowledge and your skills. And then spiritual health, which would be related to expanding a sense of purpose and meaning in life. And that can take on many different forms, as we know. So all of those eight domains of wellness, you know, if you think of them as a wheel where there's intersection in the middle of that wheel. When I think of balance, I think about that wheel sort of sitting on top of a pencil or a rod of some sort. And it's sort of balancing on top, but maybe the stressors in one part of your life are, you know, becoming more and more in one dimension of wellness. And so when those stressors put too much weight on one area of your life, whether it's your career or your financial or your social health, you might have to give more to another area of your wellness wheel in order to balance things out. Or maybe you have to release something or take something from the area that has all that weight and pressure on it so that your wellness, like your wellness wheel and your life looking at it holistically is keeping some sense of balance. And the thing about work-life balance is it's never done, right? Like you don't find balance one day and then you can kick up your feet and say, oh, I found my balance. Like I don't have to think about this anymore. As we all know, you know, as humans, things come up all the time that like shift our priorities, catch us off guard. Even when there's a positive change or something you've been planning for or working toward, your priorities and your work-life balance will likely shift. So I don't think of work-life balance so much as a black and white, like work-life on a teeter-totter. I think of it as this wheel that we kind of have to keep from toppling over, which has been hard during this pandemic for sure.
I love that description. And I think it's so important that we go through those eight dimensions in part and talk about it as a wheel, because spoiler alert for our listeners, I did do the work-life balance assessment. And I love hearing you talk about it, because as you're talking about it, I'm thinking about the questions and what it was forcing me to focus on, because I think at a foundational level, a lot of people are like, well, stop drinking alcohol, stop eating processed foods, sleep more, drink more water. And that is the like key to health. Well, one of the really important aspects of kind of what you've brought into the work-life balance assessment is the fact that this is multidimensional. This isn't just sleep more, eat better, healthier foods, drink more water, but that there's a lot of other elements that are going into us being full and complete people who aren't burned out and who have that balance that is so sought after right now. So it, with that in mind, right, there's the personal priorities and the career priorities, and there's 30 cards for each. Let's discuss a little bit about personal priorities. And I don't want you to give away the card deck, but let's talk about some of the things that you find people really do focus on as being a priority, so that people can think, well, yeah, my personal life's a priority. I know that. That's why I want a work-life balance. But how intricate do we get? Like, is it, I want to be able to take my dog for a walk every day? Do we get that minute into it? Or are we talking more general goals?
Yeah, so the part of the challenge of creating these cards was making each individual card specific enough, but also vague enough so that it could be applicable to anyone taking or using the card sort. So these cards, they are specific, but if you and I picked the same top personal priority, when we go through the follow-up questions, our answers are probably going to be really different about what that one priority means to us and what's getting in the way. And then our goal would probably be different. And that goal that you set through the follow-up questions is meant to be very, very specific, very small and very specific, because otherwise too big a goal and you're not really setting yourself up for success, like trying to do it all at once. So we want users to be able to come up with something that's achievable and specific and something that they can really feel good about as they implement it. But in terms of the actual content on the cards, I can go through and just list a few of the personal ones and then the career ones, so folks can get a sense of how they read and what they have on them.
I think that would be absolutely wonderful, because again, this is like the spoiler episode, because after you list a couple of those, I want to talk about how companies can both proactively use these cards to help to guard against burnout, or unfortunately, reactively respond to employees who are experiencing burnout and use this tool in both settings. And I think it's going to be helpful for our listeners to hear some of the questions and priorities that are listed on the card, so that they can start thinking, you know, this would be a great way to build on a conversation with employee C about the stresses they're experiencing.
Yeah, and that you saying that sort of sparked something, which is one, the key thing that I absolutely love about card sorts in general, not just this one, like I still use two other card sorts at least with pretty much all my clients. They are such amazing resources for starting conversations and helping guide meaningful conversations. And I will say I listened to a couple actually of your podcasts while I was trying to get in my physical activity. And there was one a few episodes ago with, I think, your co-host, and I can't remember the name of it, something about, it was like a tongue twister, like turbulent times, something or other. And it was talking about just the importance of caring conversations and connecting with your employees, and how it's not just about, I mean, yes, we need, of course, supportive, strong employee benefits for our organization and for our employees. That's sort of the high level stuff, but then these individual conversations so that your employees and your staff know that they're being heard and that, you know, their needs are being considered in their day-to-day for how to manage work-life balance and stress and this pandemic as a whole.
Absolutely. And I think importance of empathy in HR generally, but also during the course of the pandemic, there was this great quote, and it came out right when the pandemic started. So right in March of 2020, that reminded people, for some people, this is a vacation with a sailboat, and you've got some time to refocus and to learn new skills and traits. And for other people, this is a lifeboat in a tsunami, and they are really struggling. And understanding that that time away from work or the inability to be with other people, it looks different for everyone, and understanding empathetically that everyone's experience throughout this has been different, I think is so important. And that's one of the things I really love about the cards, is you've done a great job of taking a situation that's specific, but it's also broad enough, like you said, that your experience and my experience and how we focus or make our SMART goal moving forward are going to be significantly different based off of our life experiences.
Right, right. Our experiences are like our circumstances, our current life roles, but also our internal lives. So in terms of our mental health and just how we're built, like even if you think about how introverts work differently than extroverts, you know, these are important factors to consider. As a full-on introvert, I can tell you that it makes a difference that your supervisor understands how you function and interact with other people. So yes, I those conversations and the empathy piece are enormous. I'll start with the personal priorities. And I think as people are listening, if you think about those eight domains of wellness, you'll recognize that each of these might fit into one of those domains. So here's a good one that's on the top of my pile. The ability to be assertive and speak up for myself in my personal life, opportunities for travel and adventure. So people are categorizing them into whether they want or want more of this, have or have enough or don't need, quality time with my friends, opportunities to practice mindfulness, meditate, and or pray, opportunities to express myself creatively or artistically, involvement in my local community, confidence in myself and my choices, time for my hobbies, the ability to ask for help and support when I need it, which is a hard one for a lot of us.
Very hard one. I think it's probably right up there with the ability to say no.
Yes, absolutely. Reliable and accessible childcare. Opportunities to volunteer for a cause that's important to me, coping strategies to deal with my stress and anxiety, quality time by myself, adequate time for or help with housework or chores, control over my financial debt, the ability to make healthy choices for myself, and so on and so on.
No, I think that these are so important. And unfortunately, we have to take a quick break, but upon the return, I want to talk about some of the corporate ones or the career-focused ones, talk about those, and then talk about how we can use them more in an HR setting to help our employees to be successful. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOV 100.5 FM and WLOVradio.com. We'll be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
If you're single and not dating on Match, then listen up. Match is not only number one in first dates, but second dates too. In fact, they've surveyed over 5,000 U.S. singles to get the top tips and advice when it comes to dating in 2017. Here we go. You want to impress a first date? Put your phone away.
45% of singles would be turned on if you visibly turned off your phone during a date. This is my issue. But the Mets are on it. It's like the eighth inning, and they're going to the bullpen. Millennials are 270% more likely than other generations to be turned on by someone who is binge-watching the same TV shows like Stranger Things or OA. Singles flirt everywhere, but flirting at the bar, in the laundromat, or at the gym are the most successful. I like to just say, hey, can I fold your clothes? Oh, see, now I get to, I don't know, but I would like to fold your clothes. Dating can be difficult, so if you're not using Match, you're missing out. Start searching and connecting for free today at Match.com. That's Match.com, Match.com, M-A-T-C-H.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm Tawny Alvarez, your host from Verrill. And today our guest is Anoush Hansen, certified career counselor, licensed professional counselor, and creator of the Work-Life Balance Assessment. And we've spent a lot of time today talking about work-life balance, and we've really gotten into the details of this wonderful Work-Life Balance Assessment that you've created. And what I would love to do, so right before the break, we talked about some of the personal cards and different ways in which we can identify personal goals. Let's pivot. I mean, it's a pandemic. Clearly, I'm just going to keep using those words that
it's
have
a great
really,
word.
That we've focused word. On. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about some of the career goals that are set forth in the card sort. And then I want to talk about how human resource professionals can use this either to help themselves or to help team members.
Sure. So these cards, there's 30 career priorities, and these are just different factors that might be more or less important to different individuals based on their needs and what they want and where they see themselves in their career and how they see their career fitting into the rest of their life. So I'll just read through a bunch of these like I did with the others. So opportunities to mentor others in my field, a calm, safe, and aesthetically pleasing work environment. So that gets into that environmental health.
Absolutely. Homework.
Yes. Clear separation between work and my personal life. This is one that comes up a lot when my clients do this card sort.
And I think more difficult to achieve as people are working more and more from home.
Absolutely. There's a lot of pros, but there's a lot of challenges too. I mean, I am sitting in my living room right now, so I get it. Clear expectations and direction from my boss or supervisor. Opportunities to use my natural strengths and talents in my work. A manageable work commute. Opportunities to work from home, which for some, they might not want that anymore at all. Opportunities to be creative in my work, independence and autonomy at work, opportunities to receive mentorship or consultation from others in my field, recognition for the work I do, the ability to take risks and challenge myself in my career, opportunities to develop leadership skills, opportunities to take classes or go back to school, the ability to focus and be efficient when I'm working, the ability to advocate for myself at work. And I'll end on a flexible work schedule because that seems to be what is sort of out there as a priority that a lot of employees are wanting to either keep or improve upon as we kind of re-enter into whatever post-pandemic is going to look like.
I would definitely agree with that. And before the break, you mentioned a previous episode. And, you know, when we talked to Mike Vine of Wallet, one of the big things he talked about was that wellness looks different for all employees. And you can't create a wellness plan or a program that's single dimensional because wellness means so much. One of the things I love about this assessment is the fact that it helps your employees who maybe don't know what their wellness looks like to identify what that is, what the priority is. If I am an HR leader at my organization or just a leader at my organization, and I think that this card sort would be of value to my group, can I do this with my whole team? Is it an individualized, I have to have career counseling with you, or how can I, as human resources, use this card sort?
Sure. So this card sort is available as like a physical deck of cards that, you know, if you are an HR director, maybe at a smaller organization who works one-on-one a lot with your staff, you could actually administer this card sort in person with someone. I just worked for a few weeks with an advertising agency in Maine who they're smaller, they're like 40 employees, and they purchased a card deck, a physical card deck for each one of their employees. And then we went through a group workshop online where they sorted their cards. And then we did some follow-up smaller breakout sessions to help them get clear and have some support around their goal. But it's also available online as a drag and drop card sort assessment. It's really user-friendly. It's kind of fun. I mean, card sorts in general are kind of fun. They're very tactile and it's just, it can be a pretty engaging experience. So the online sort is a drag and drop. And then when you're done sorting the cards online, it generates a customized report that summarizes your top career and your top personal priorities, and then walks you through all of those 15 questions that we talked about. So for a larger organization, I've been contacted by a company overseas actually who wants to use this with 600 of their employees. And so their plan is to send the link and an access code. And this can be purchased sort of in bulk, I guess you could call it, as an access code that's specific for your organization. It's the same way I do it with career counselors and coaches who are using it. They have their own code that they can send with the instructions. And then your employee could do this on their own, generate their report, work on their questions either by themselves or with you, or maybe it's a team building exercise. And then hopefully that process will generate conversations across colleagues and HR professionals and staff and supervisors and staff. So I think there's a lot of creative ways this can be used. I certainly wouldn't claim to know how it would work best for each organization, but I think there's a few different options and ways to do it that could be valuable.
I think that this is really helpful and amazing information. And I can see some of my colleagues listening saying, I wish I had known about this 6 months ago, a year ago, right? Yeah. Do you think that there's value in using it after we already have employees who are burnt out or after we've already experienced the key elements that indicate to us that we either have unhappy employees or that something needs to change as to work-life balance in the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I know from the clients that I see who are burnt out and who are thinking about leaving their jobs that they want to be having these conversations with their employer to figure out how to make their current role work, or maybe it's shifting into a different role in the same organization, or maybe it's tweaking their schedule in some way. Yeah. Without giving anything away in terms of clients, people are really burnt out. They're anxious about what it's going to look like to go back into the office full time, if that's what's being asked of them, or they've just done a lot of thinking about what's working for them and what's not working for them in their current role. And the majority of my clients, they want to feel more connected to their work. They care about their work and they want to work hard, but because of the level of stress and burnout and anxiety, they're kind of like holding on by a thread. And I think if HR professionals aren't having these conversations with their employees, then, you know, the employees might go elsewhere, which is probably not what the employee wants. And it's, I'm certain, not what the employer wants. So finding a way to have these conversations, I think, is really important, whether it's using this tool or another one, or just setting up, you know, monthly check-ins. I think that at this particular time in the history of work and the world of work, people are really trying to focus on how they can have a positive, fulfilling career where they're productive and engaged with their employer and with their colleagues, but also where they can not, you know, work themselves to a pulp and feel completely burnt out, emotionally exhausted, disengaged, you know, all those signs of burnout that were going on before the pandemic, by the way. It's just really come to light during this time.
I absolutely agree. And you make so many good points there. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis, as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, Tawny Alvarez from Verrill. And today our guest is Anush Hansen, certified career counselor, licensed professional counselor, and creator of the Work-Life Balance Assessment. We've been focusing a lot on the Work-Life Balance Assessment, but in your free time, which I'm still struggling to understand where that's coming from, considering you have a young one at home, you've got a practice, you've created this Work-Life Balance Assessment, but clearly you've got the balance going on. You have created the Career Counseling Connection Program. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. And I'll start by saying that, you know, creating this tool, this work-life balance tool and this career counseling connection directory, because it's so, it's fun for me, you know, like this work is really fun and capitalizes on the things that I love to do, like the things that I know I'm good at, but I also love being good at, as opposed to things maybe I'm good at, but I don't really like doing. Which is where burnout lives, by the way. It feels good to work on these things. And I don't know if your listeners might be familiar with the Strengths Finder assessment. I'm like a connector and a developer in my strengths. And I just, I can't help myself when I come up with an idea like this. So yes, it is really fun. So I decided a few months, like 4 or 5 months ago, to work on this Career Counseling Connection online directory. And what it is it's a sort of a landing page, a resource for if someone were looking for a professional trained career coach or career counselor, resume writer, college admissions counselor, you know, anyone who works in the career counseling, career service provider realm, they can go to this site and search for a career counselor based on their location, but also based on what kind of service they're looking for, you know, resume writing, work-life balance counseling, executive coaching. Right now it's fairly new. So there's about, I want to say maybe 20 to 25 career service providers on there. Right now, these are all folks who are within my direct professional network, which is a lot of people who are credentialed through National Career Development Association. And some other folks I know through some local career development associations. But my hope is that over time, it'll grow into this directory that is like a very simple, easy place for someone to go to find a qualified career counselor or coach. And I'm thinking of it as a Psychology Today, which is where most people go to find a therapist, a psychotherapist, but for the career development, career service provider realm. Because right now, you know, when I first opened my practice, I had no idea where to list my services. So I started with Psychology Today, which is fine because I'm a mental health counselor too. But for a lot of career coaches and career counselors, they're not licensed professional counselors. And then, you know, I've had quite a few people ask me about where they might market their services as they're building their own career practices. And I'd always say, oh, you can try Psychology Today. And there are some good directories out there. There's a National Career Development Association page where you can search, but it's within their bigger website. So I wanted to create just like a standalone directory for finding a career counselor or a career coach.
And I have used it, and I think that it's really super easy to use. So that's the first good thing. You can find it at careercounselingconnection.com. And for listeners who either have current employees, who they have a need for some career counseling or coaching, or for your exiting employees who in a separation agreement, you want to help them land on your feet, I think it is a really good resource. Anush, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. I know I've learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. So thank you for your time and for agreeing to be on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is really fun.
You've been listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.